This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's time to play Silicon Tally, our weekly game where yours truly and another tech head try and stump each other with numbers from this week's tech news. Today, it's Fast Company Magazine's editor-at-large John Gertner, who recently wrote a book about the golden age of innovation at Bell Labs. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you doing, Ben?
I'm doing all right. So are you ready to play Silicon Tally with me?
I think I'm ready, yes.
Okay, all right. I got a number for you. 69.63 kilobytes.
Wow. 69.63 kilobytes. I just don't know.
Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 have 69.63 kilobytes of memory each. An iPhone 5 has 240,000 times the memory of Voyager spacecraft. So they're pretty low tech, even though they've gone very, very far this week. So you got a number for me? Hit me.
I do. 84.1 million.
The number of American families who have more than one tablet in their house.
You're in the right ballpark.
Okay.
That's how many tablets are going to ship in the fourth quarter of this year. That would actually be more for the first time than the number of laptops, which will be 83.1 million. So about a million more. So for the first time, it seems that the tablet market is going to be bigger than the laptop market, and that's kind of significant.
Okay, I got another number for you. You ready?
Sure.
12,000 resumes.
Gee, is that the number of resumes that Bill de Blasio got after winning the primary?
That's a very good guess. It is actually the number of resumes per week that Marissa Meyer says Yahoo is getting these days. So you got another number for me?
I do. It's just the number three.
Three. It's not today's Sesame Street number. You've totally stumped me. What is it?
It's a number that has captivated stock traders around the world. That's how many companies will be switched into the Dow Jones Industrial Average later in September. Now, the three new companies will be Goldman Sachs, Nike, and Visa. And the three companies that are going to get switched out will be Alcoa, Bank of America, and Hewlett-Packard. So it's kind of this trend away from commodities and consumer banking and towards goods and services and certainly investment banking.
John Gertner is an editor-at-large for Fast Company, and he's the author of the book The Idea Factory, Bell Labs and the Great Age of American Innovation. John, thank you very much for playing along, man.
Thanks so much, Ben.
By the way, for you non-New Yorkers out there, Bill de Blasio is our city's public advocate. He's gunning for Mayor Michael Bloomberg's job. And for non-space nerds, Voyager 1 is the space probe we launched 36 years ago that just yesterday passed outside of our solar system. You can find more Silicon Tally numbers on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM. American Public Media.